Hi, everyone. It's so great that four of us are finally on this episode together on episode 30. So please welcome Mary Kane, Stephanie Bai, Nilufar Yusufian.
And of course, Liana Javarasian. Hello.
Right, I forgot to introduce myself. Anyway, so we really are interested, like Mary and I, since we joined your podcast team, The World of Heritage, and we really want to know the behind the scenes. We want to know the inner workings, how you guys actually came up together and figured this idea. So one of our questions were, in this class of the study project, it's like Queering the Narratives by Caitlin Williams. If someone could remind me a bit about the study project as a start, that would be awesome, so that our listeners would know a bit more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to start, but Nilufar, you're always allowed to cut into my talking if I'm talking too long. The study project was called Queering the Narratives. And like Liana said, it was taught by Caitlin Williams. It was a study project in the winter semester 2020-2021. And it was talking about the communities that are there on the world that are kind of like heritage related, but don't really come to the picture as being heritage. And as we were thinking about projects we could do, I was coming up with the idea of including the BTU heritage community into the picture, because obviously we are all studying heritage, and therefore we thought that including the heritage studies, or also HCSM and PhD students in the field, makes the heritage studies community on its own, which are basically under the narrative of heritage, but are forgotten a lot of times. So we thought, okay, it might be interesting to get to know our classmates a little bit more. And also because of the pandemic, everyone was at home. So we felt like, why don't we also use this podcast as something that people can look forward to and can interact with, like having fun and introducing themselves, because, you know, the, like you both know, and probably a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, the heritage community is so outstanding because it is so international and also has so much different backgrounds, which almost everyone is talking about in their episodes. So that's what we also wanted to include, their backgrounds and where they're coming from. Maybe Nilufar can jump in here and explain a little bit more.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie, for your explanation. As Stephanie mentioned, we came up with the idea of this podcast through the study project. Of course, there were other projects also going on, but unfortunately, because of pandemic, we really had no field or how to say participatory projects in the way that we can really do something apart from research and papers. So for us, this project was very interactive because we could not meet each other in person, but at least we could have many sort of brainstorming and to see what we can come out of this course that we have with Caitlin, which was super interesting because I think one of her expertise is about interpretation. And she kind of mixed these two community narration and interpretation together and was kind of guiding us through that we come up with our own ideas. So we teamed up with Stephanie, and we didn't know each other before, but through brainstorming, we in the Padlet, we saw each other's name, and I could see that she's interested in idea of podcast, and then later I asked her if I can join you, and we tried to have some sort of like later more talks and conversation to see what we really want to do. As you see, now it's been 6-7 months passed and still it's going on, or we try to develop something. And also you guys joined us,
which we are really, really grateful for, by the way.
Yes.
So are we.
Yes, we are.
So the flame is still on and still we are hopeful to make something out of it for next generation of maybe World Heritage Studies. But I mean, yeah, it's been very fun thing to do for me personally in the winter time when it was quarantine and always at home. And yeah, just seeing some familiar faces or new faces and hearing their stories that I could say, okay, I don't feel alone in this situation. And hardships was also very like helpful for me, or also career wise and country wise, and that you are not alone. Yeah.
So I'm curious, why did you both decide to continue with the study project even after it ended, after the class ended?
Okay, maybe I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Basically, Niloufar and I, we didn't know each other, like Niloufar said. But however, we spent almost, I don't know how much hours a week together talking and also preparing the podcast and getting to know each other. So it was like we connected on the spot and we like got friends. So for us, it was really one thing to think about, okay, just leaving the podcast behind, which was not on our interest, both of our interests, because we invested so much time and we spent so much time together on it. And we interviewed more than 20 people together. So that was why we decided to keep it going, because it was an amazing experience. But we experienced pretty soon after the study project was done and we were graded that it was just too much time for us to invest by ourselves, because it was, like we said, there is so much work going on the back, which probably the people that we are interviewing don't really see, to just like talk to each other and say, okay, who's doing what or stuff like that. And it's time consuming, even though it's probably not that much, but it's quite time consuming. So we thought, okay, why don't we open up the podcast to new moderators? And that's how you guys came into the picture. And I think we would like to know what made you join us.
Oh my, how the tables have turned.
We did not expect to be answering the question today.
So Liana, do you want to start with your answer as to why you joined?
Are you asking me as a way to divert the question, like a typical podcast trick? It's like, let me think of my answer first. That's why I'll divert the question, because I use that trick all the time.
Well, I wasn't expecting to get asked. So the first thing is like, give me like 5 minutes to sit and think of an answer, because I'm terrible at coming it up on the spot.
I mean, I don't know. For me, it was really easy. I always enjoyed following the podcast. I followed the Instagram page, the first intro thing, and I was like, ooh, what is this? And then I followed it immediately. I wasn't even sure what it was. Like, is this a study project? Is it just a fun initiative started up by our students? And I just followed it without knowing who, what, where. And then the posts started coming. It was actually really fun when I started listening to them, and I started listening to each one, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. I actually want to do something like this. So then I was messaged first. I was going to contact them, but then I was messaged first, like if I would like to be interviewed. And I was like, definitely, for sure, I'm up for it. And then we did schedule our interview, and I thought it was so much fun. And so that interest remained in me, and I kept following the project, what they're up to and how they were moving forward, I thought was incredible and really fun, the entire format and also the posts for people who don't really do social media. Like, I thought it was really brilliant and aesthetic. And yeah, it was really fun to see that. And then they posted, okay, we need new team members. And I directly contacted Stephanie, because at that point I had already known her through Stucco and stuff. I want to be part of this, if there's room for me. And she said yes. And then directly, I think it was a day or two or something, and then we were already in a WhatsApp group and we were already talking, and they were like, yeah, okay, so we need fresh blood. We need new ideas. And I was like, oh, I did not expect for that to happen. But yeah, I've got ideas. I think we can do this and that. And then we started recording our own ones. The first one was Mary and I, and I think it went really fun and well. And I think it's still exciting project to be part of. As they both already mentioned, Stephanie and Nilufar, like archive of our students, our friends' stories, and to keep this, you know, the classes of, I don't know, 2019, 2020, 2018, and all the years, whoever is interested to talk to us, we're here to listen to their story. I mean, I don't know, Mary, what would you, like, what pulled you?
So funny enough, I was actually off the trail of, so in the summer semester before you guys started this study project for social change and continuity for our final assignment, we actually had to do a podcast episode. And I actually really enjoyed doing that. Like, I love like free format podcasts where even if there's like a script, you can tell like people are just having like nice discussions about it. So I thought that was a fun project to do. And I kind of sat there going, you know, it'd be kind of nice to keep doing something like that. And then I saw that the World of Heritage podcast was a thing. So I started listening to a few episodes. I was like, oh my God, this is really cool. Like, this is actually a really great way like to know students, because one thing, like, especially with the lockdowns in Germany, because like the winter semester last year, this past winter semester was kind of the worst, I think, with the lockdowns. So it's like, yeah, I didn't go to Cottbus that much. I couldn't leave Berlin really. So it was a case of it's like, I don't know, like, or I wasn't able to meet as many of the students in our program. So it kind of felt like you don't really get to know, or you don't get to meet anyone in the program. So the podcast was actually a nice way that you could actually still get to know people in an audio experience, but you can still learn like where people come from, what drew them to the program, what they hope to do with the program and beyond. So I thought that was a really great initiative. And then once I saw that there was a call for like people, a call for new blood to help with the podcast, it was like, you know, I don't know if I'd ever get an opportunity like this. So I threw myself down and volunteered for it. And then the rest is history.
Oh, that's so nice. Your answers were pretty nice. Thank you.
You guys did really awesome with it. And setting the format for Mary and I to continue it, that made it, I think, the transition easier.
Definitely.
That is very, very cute feedback. I think Nilufar and I can say thanks to everyone, not only you guys, but everyone that is listening and always giving us this feedback, this amazing feedback, because obviously we are not professionals in the field. We learned it on the spot. And therefore we had struggles with how to record everything. And everyone was just so patient with it and with us as well, because I mean, yeah, we had to learn it on the spot to set it up. And therefore, we were so, so glad that you guys gave us all this amazing feedback.
Speaking of you guys not being professionals, did you follow any other podcasts, heritage related or travel, that you were able to base your knowledge on, or how to come up with the format? Did you guys have some sort of podcast that you already related on, or did you just come up with this entirely on your own, or maybe somewhere that you drove inspiration from?
Okay, so when I came up with the idea, I didn't have another podcast in mind. There are some heritage related podcasts, but we didn't really listen to them because what we wanted to focus on was the people themselves. And the other podcasts that there are on Spotify, when you listened into it, they were talking about specific topics and not really relating and focusing on the people. And as our study project was about a community and about the people, we thought, okay, we will just concentrate on the people, their experience. And we basically learned everything on the spot. We didn't really have a podcast where we could relate to, and we were just going with the flow. When we were first started, to be honest, we had one episode already recorded, but it was 45 minutes and it was just had no structure whatsoever. So we decided, okay, that is not working for us, because also we thought that people need guidance. And if they have questions they can relate to, then it's easier for them to also be in the conversation. Because the person we asked for the first episode, which then turned out to be not our first episode, she was talking so much. We couldn't interrupt her because she was talking so much. There was no structure in it. And we thought, okay, what happens if we have a person that is quite introvert and that doesn't talk as much? What is happening then? So we gave them this option to already prepare the questions beforehand. And then it was just a learning by doing thing in general, because then we thought, okay, are we going to do it with Zoom or with WebEx? And we decided, okay, Zoom is better, but it kicks us out after 40 minutes. So what probably no one of the listeners, except they had an interview with us, knew was that we had different rooms, like two, sometimes even three different rooms, because we were cut out after 40 minutes. So yeah, it was just a process by, okay, what is happening? And we just went with the flow.
Currently we're on number two, for anyone who cares.
But I'm curious. Don't reveal our secrets.
We're doing behind the scenes. But I'm curious for, like, I think this could be, I guess, for all of us, but Niloufar and Stephanie, I think you two should go first in this because you've been doing this the longest. Has doing this podcast in particular, has it had an impact on what you all want to do with your degree in the future? Because Stephanie, you're in the storytelling and marketing PR class. So, and I remember that there was a lecture on, there was the journalist who came in and she discussed a podcast and like her experience with it. So I'm curious, has this had an impact? It's like, maybe I could go like heritage journalism via podcast format or something like that.
Okay, so for me personally, I don't think that I am going to go to storytelling, heritage, podcasting, journalism in the future, but because just for my side, I'm very interested in the management stuff of the World Heritage and denominations, because I'm currently also working with a company that does this thing. So maybe if you would have asked me before I entered into the job, I might have even said yes, because it's just so much fun to get to know all these people and to just learn so much, because every episode you record, you learn something. That's just amazing. And even if it's just the last question which we have, which is, what is your favorite World Heritage site? I think we had 29 people and there were hardly any, if even, people that said the same thing. It was amazing. Everyone had his own little story and his own little heritage site that he was relating the most to. But right now, I'm more or less focusing on the nominations and the future World Heritage sites, not the latest. So yeah, that's for my part. But what about you, Niloufar?
For me, it's been also an amazing experience to just get to know so many people. I mean, some of them were also my friends or, I don't know, classmates, but I didn't know them in that level of very, I don't know, personal questions or about their experience they've been through. So I learned a lot about their backgrounds and ideas for the future. But for me to follow it as a career or profession, I don't see that, but just as a curiosity to experience it and explore it, it was really fun experience. Also learning how to do all these steps and procedure, which I now understand that in many podcasts, they have a very large team that they can do all these productions. And as a producer, me and Stephanie, we could not invest more than that, or at least we were just in the earlier steps of learning how it works, and it was good to just, I don't know, get an idea and a field to explore. But for future, I think I would more focus on tourism field, or try even explore what else I can do, I don't know, related to my field of study and background, and also this new ideas that I got from the master in BTU.
And Liana, what about you?
I mean, y'all know that I love to talk. I'm always on and on about my
really?
I would have never guessed.
I mean, I enjoy the podcast so much. I enjoy talking to people, as you said. Like, I don't want to repeat your answers, but honestly, it's the same way I feel. So that's why I feel like our entire vibe, the four of us, works really well, because we enjoy, we have the same interests in storytelling. And I just love it so much, coming from Lebanon also, because like orally told stories, I think in most of the Middle East and a lot of other countries as well, have this thing where like grandfather to grandchild, and there's always this family bond thing, because you're always learning about your own heritage and your own history through your grandparents. And this was always done by oral. So it was orally told every time. And since I was a kid, I enjoyed hearing stories about my own heritage. So this, just hearing this part, and just, I don't know, infused my love of hearing stories and hearing where people come from and what they did with their experiences, what are they planning on doing. Just if you're willing to tell me what you're passionate about, I'm willing to hear about it and be excited about it, because I find it so interesting and incredible. And I feel like that's why all of us actually went into the heritage field, because we're always wanting to hear more about your culture, and the, because we have such a wide, huge, diverse, like you can't say one thing or one thing is pure or something. So I don't know if I would, to go back to the answering that question, I was like, wait, you didn't even answer the question. I don't know, wherever anything takes me, I'm willing to go to. I mean, I really, really enjoy interviewing people, and writing and journalism was something that I did want to go to at one point, like in high school, but then I chose not to go to that direction. So I don't know if it takes me there, sure.
Yeah, like everyone else here, I do have a thing for stories. I love writing stories, I like drawing stories. So doing a podcast kind of feels like a natural extension of that interest of wanting to listen to stories and experience them through different people, through who we interview. In terms of journalism though, like it's something I have, like, I think for like maybe the last like few years, I'm tempted to say like even before I moved to Germany, it was like, oh, you know, you do like writing, you know, maybe journalism is something you could look at, maybe heritage journalism. I'm not sure if archaeological journalism is a thing, unless if it's like, yes, writing adventures on the mysterious grave marker number 62. Oh, there's just a shallow recut in this. Never mind, not that interesting. But
nope, animal trails.
Animal trails, and oh, is that a tibia? No, that's just a cow leg. My mistake. But yeah, it was something I thought about for a while. And then with the opportunity to do the podcast, it was like, oh, you know, it's something I always wanted to try. And I think, like, I'm not certain if it'd be something I would keep doing. I mean, I think for the moment I'd like to try, but at the very least, it's something, it's like I can learn the tools of the trade. How does one actually go about making a podcast? And if in the future, like after this, if there's like a podcast, you know, I want to start, or if I want to get involved in another project, it's like, all right, it's something I can do in the future and try to learn all these different stories from different people. Because as you said, like, because our program is so diverse, we get different perspectives from all around the world for it. And I think that's really enriching, like for our viewers and even to us, like doing the podcast.
Stephanie, I don't think we ever mentioned, when you signed on to the study project, you were actually a first semester student, and that's not the norm of how the BTU program goes. Normally it's the second semester students that start their study projects. And yeah, there's two study projects normally is taken on your second and third semester. So how did you wiggle your way into it? That's what I'm curious to find out.
Well, so when I signed up for the program in the first place, I already knew that I wanted to experience more than only BTU. So I was already looking into going abroad at some point during my master, because I'm from Germany, and I think for everyone that is coming to Germany, it makes sense to stay in Germany. But as a German, I only have the German perspective, and I always wanted to also see another heritage perspective. So it was pretty clear to me when I signed up for the program that I wanted to go abroad. And I looked at the schedule and the module handbook, and it was like written that we have to do two study projects. So I was asking Helena, our advisor, about the study project, if I can do it abroad. And she was saying that there are hardly any universities offering study projects abroad. So I was thinking, and I that was even before the program started in October. So I was thinking, and I was asking her if it's possible for me to get into a study project in the first semester. And she was saying that there were no restrictions for any students whatsoever to start with a study project in the first semester, but she doesn't recommend it because you need to have a foundation and basis to build on. And therefore, I also love this study project because I learned so much through the study project itself. I didn't really need to have the basic knowledge about heritage yet because I felt like the community heritage we were focusing on, they already explained to us what it was. And therefore, I personally loved the study project enormously because I learned so much through it, also in regards to the narrative of community heritage. And I just didn't want to have two study projects at the same year because I wanted to focus on one study project and then focusing on the next one the next semester. So that's basically why I decided to also do one in the first semester, even though I could have done both of them in the second semester. Really glad that I did it in the first semester because also this semester was online. And the study projects which were offered this semester, they were great, but I didn't really feel a connection to, I think there were three or four study projects and I took one of them and the other ones were not really talking to me in a way that I said I would have liked to do two this semester, not because of the study projects themselves, but from the topics, which I was not really interested in. So yeah, that's basically why I did a study project in the first semester.
For our listeners to have a clearer idea, how was the format of you being assigned to each other? Was it like a discussion post where you posted your ideas and then someone would contact you? Or did Professor Caitlin, she actually signed you guys up randomly? How were you two assigned together, basically?
I had another study project before. My first study project was about also community interpretation, and we were assigned with a group, and we had no other choice, so we had to stick together and board. And it was very hard, challenging thing to do because for some groups work perfectly, some groups no. So this time with Caitlin, we had completely freedom of choosing which direction we want to go in regards to community narration and heritage related stories. What Caitlin suggested us was that she design a Padlet that we can come up with our ideas and brainstormings and stuff, and then each person comes there and introduce herself or five related activities or interests or community that she's involved in, and through that people try to connect to each other or at least get a brief idea about each other. Then I think it was the second Padlet that she told us, just write the idea that you want to work on the podcast and the project that you are interested in working in. And some people went to direction of their origin. Some people, for example, we had some classmates from Africa that they went to design and fashion of African dresses and clothes, and some people about feminism, community, and the heritage narrations. Elizabeth and Shelley, for example, they introduced stories of Qutbus through walking tours and meetups. So everyone tried to go different direction. Book clubs we had, we had, I don't know, war, cold war. I really liked the idea of podcasts because I listen to podcasts usually different, I mean, mostly in Persian, Farsi, and especially about traveling, because as me as an Iranian, we don't have this culture of traveling and like Germans all around the world and grew up with this. So I was always like, especially this winter, trying to add on my knowledge, so listening all the times also. But yeah, it made me really curious to also experience production and everything.
To take a little pause, I thought it would be really fun to have this word association game, and I just came up with some heritage related words, and we're gonna start with Mary and then Niloufar and then Stephanie. So we're gonna keep going round and round, and they're gonna just basically tell me the first word that pops into their head in under 3 seconds. So let's start. Mary, monuments.
Newgrange.
Natural heritage, Niloufar.
Victoria Fountain, Butterfall, Victoria Butterfall.
Nice. Okay, Stephanie, ready? Ethnicity.
Communities. Liana, Rome.
Okay, well, me? Rome pizza. I don't know. So, tradition, Mary.
Religion.
Memory.
Cultural memory.
Intangible.
Heritage.
Architecture.
Ruins.
Home.
Middle East.
Artifact.
Broken.
Yeah. I see that. I've got one for Leah.
Oh, yeah. No, this one's coming.
I'm scared. Okay, agenda.
World Heritage Conference.
Convention.
Rita Rodolf.
Treaty.
Countries and state parties.
Diana. Hummus.
Chickpeas. It's chickpeas.
I had to do it. I had to do it.
Okay.
Oh, it's finished. That was- more.
Oh, I'm God. So glad that you guys enjoyed it. I really hope it wasn't too much of a torturous event for all of you. That it was a bit nerve-wracking for me because I thought that I would have the list. But yeah, it's always fun to turn around your evil games. So maybe we would be including these sort of games in our future podcasts. And speaking of the future, how do you think the future of the podcast would look like? And anyone can jump into this question. I just thought it'd be a fun way to end our episode number 30.
Yeah, with having you, Liana and Mary, on our team, we and Stephanie already had new ideas and you added a lot. And you contributed also a lot with how to interact with guests in the fun way, so they don't get, I don't know, annoyed with bombard of the questions about their future or what will they do after graduation, for example. But how do you see it? Like, do you want to still continue it for the winter semester? And do you want to add new other pieces to it, or do you want to remove some pieces and upgrade it completely? Because you know that we really trust you. And
that's so sweet of you to say that you guys trust us, especially that I just introduced a really torturous game to the podcast.
No, that was fun. And
we really, really enjoy, I mean, I can say for myself at least, I really enjoy being part of this team and talking to you guys at least. So in terms of future, I hope like we can introduce more games like this and make it more of a fun way to take the breaks, perhaps, while we're learning about our colleagues. And also, it's funny how you say winter semester, because for me, it's like, okay, now that I'm done with my courses, I don't think of it as semesters anymore, even though we're still students. I would still love to continue for as long as everyone is still collectively interested in the podcast. This is something fun for me.
I didn't know you are getting finished with your studies. Like September?
I mean, I plan to be done this end of the year, but you never know. But it's like, okay, fine. We are still technically thinking semester-wise, but I'm done with my classes for sure. I don't think I'm planning on taking anything new. Now it's just definitely focus on my work and thesis.
Yeah, definitely fun of trying to figure out what it is you want to write your thesis on. That's the fun part next. But yeah, definitely I'd say like making it more fun. Like I love the idea of like using games as well, the Anna, your torture session aside. Yeah, and different like storytellings for the thesis events, I think actually would be really interesting getting people's perspective on that. I also kind of like, this is I think when the inner like politics nerd comes out, but I also like the idea of like just discussing heritage topics in general, particularly like as a young generation and how we try to get involved with heritage. Like how is it, like what are people doing? Challenges and opportunities that people face with trying to get involved with heritage. That's one thing I thought might be interesting, like especially for students, like how is it we're all trying to get involved in different aspects of heritage. So that's one thing I would be interested in trying to see if we could discuss on the podcast. But it's something we'll have to see in the future.
Great. So yes, we also thought about including, so we are basically getting back to some people that we already interviewed and putting them into one room together to have a more discussion-like podcast in between, and then also introducing more people from the community. And as Liana and Mary said, maybe include some more games and political discussions. And that's basically why we put these two guys into our group and like grabbed them and said, you need to come, and you came. So yeah, we are so thankful that you, the guys, decided to join us, and we are looking forward to many more episodes. So we are done with the recording of our 13th episode. We hope you enjoyed it and that you learned some more things about us and about the podcast. And we are really looking forward to our next episode, the 31st. We are going to talk to Maria Timoteo for our next episode.
Originally from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Maria started off her academic journey by studying social history for her bachelor's and continued by completing a master's of arts in the same field of study at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. Eventually, her interest in heritage brought her to BTU Corpus, where she is currently doing a master's in heritage conservation and site management. So listeners, be sure to stay tuned for Maria's story and stay updated with the newest episodes.
Once again, thanks so much for listening. If you also want to be part of our podcast, feel free to get in touch. You can find us on Instagram, The World of Heritage, or you can also find our email in the description box. Have a nice day and goodbye. See you soon and tschüss.
Tschüss.
I was too early.